This is Al Simpson. In a fine victory for rural America, the Senate voted again to stop environmental extremists from messing with grazing fees. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. The cynical effort to raise grazing fees is a real slap in the face to the struggling 31,000 ranchers out west and yet another bullet aimed at rural America. Ted, your misguided votes to raise those fees out of sight is a liberal knee-jerk reaction that fails to even look at the environmental realities. Ranchers have been praised for building watering sites and fences on government lands that have greatly improved western watershed. Congress did the right thing by shooting down this tired liberal idea that would have surely led to the demise of banks, businesses, schools, and economies of so many small towns in the West. Ted, out in arid red rock country, it takes about 1 square mile to raise one cow, but in the East it only takes half an acre. That really doesn't give you much room to hide all the BS out there, Ted, but we know where it is.
Al, pork, 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 pork. Those subsidized grazing fees have been ripping off the federal government for years. Clean up your own backyard, Al. You're quick to vote against federal aid to cities. You love to call for a balanced budget, but then you unbalance it with pork like this. The federal government charges ranchers $1.92 a month for each cow grazing on federal land. That's a steal, Al. The market rate by private pasture owners is 3 times higher. Subsidizing ranches on federal land is unfair competition. The House of Representatives voted to stop that boondoggle by a fair increase in the grazing fee. The Senate tried to do the same, Al, but you Republicans voted it down. The issue will be settled in conference between the House and Senate. Wealthy ranches may be having a cow back home, Al, but they don't deserve this subsidy from Uncle Sam. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the glass ceiling and job discrimination against women. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.